And good morning once again. We are going to check in with Dr. Heather MacArthur. She is over at Peace Harbor Hospital this morning talking to us about some of the latest updates with the COVID-19 coronavirus situation. Good morning, Dr. MacArthur.
Good morning, George. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was kind of curious, though, when we started looking at what was happening in the most recent days. Like yesterday, they reported the first day below 200 for the state in several days, and we had quite a huge uptick over the weekend in Lane County. I think it was 42 cases that were reported since Friday. What are some of the things that are happening now? What are some of the concerns that we're getting questions about with this new increase?
Well, I think the biggest concern has been, are the hospitals ready to handle it? And from the hospital perspective, absolutely still prepared, not changed the way that we're handling everything, making sure that we're doing screening of patients, screening of visitors, continuing with those policies to protect patients as they come in. We're also really appreciating the efforts from the citizens and all of the public to try to use masks. I know yesterday I was at the stop at Fred Meyer and was grateful for everyone. It seemed was very vigilant about following the governor's order to wear masks and to use sanitizer and to be very aware of each other's safety, because by wearing masks, we're protecting each other. So I'm grateful for that. Everyone seems to be just a bit more aware about the fact that it is spreading so quickly within Lane County.
One of the toughest things, I think, is because it's a new order or a new mandate is sometimes, you know, knowing you want to wear it in there, but then you get to the store door and you go, oh, I left my mask in the car. And I guess that's still people that you see them occasionally, it's not necessarily they're going against the order, but, you know, they find themselves in a position where, oops.
Absolutely. And I think that it's just a new thing that we're having to adapt to a new life. Thinking, oh, wait, I didn't put it in my bag or in my pocket. This is just a new way of being, a new normal, I guess, that we have for right now.
Now, with Lane County, I noticed in this morning's numbers, there are no current hospitalizations. They're saying there's 61 people that are considered infectious, but no hospitalizations. I'm guessing that's a good thing. But is there a reason why maybe, you know, here in Lane County, is it the ruralness of us over here that is keeping that number down, or is it just luck at this point?
Well, there's been a lot of differences as we've watched this virus spread. We've seen a lot more of younger patients that seem to be getting it right now, whether that's because of the way that we're interacting with each other, because the are most at risk, those of our older population or those with most comorbidities, meaning those individuals that have lots of other diseases that plague them, have been so good about staying home and staying away from the infected carriers. Those that are getting sick tend to be those that are more healthy, able to fight the virus more effectively. They've been able to stay out of the hospital, been able to stay home with it and not been quite as sick and needing to be hospitalized.
Now, over the past couple of weeks, we've also had some local testing done. I know last week on Wednesday, they did some testing here in Florence and the Saturday before in Mapleton. Do you have any of those numbers to report for us?
I do have the Mapleton numbers. Unfortunately, the Florence numbers won't be out until a little bit later this morning. But the Mapleton numbers, they were able to test 91 people at their event. And I believe it was the Saturday before last. And though of those numbers, they had only one positive test. In that same time period, we did have two positive tests in this area of symptomatic patients. So that gives you kind of a comparison of people who were feeling sick and were tested within Lane County and were also positive.
Now, is there any... I was reading something the other day about how with testing and putting the numbers together, that some people have the antibodies and are testing positive versus people that actually have the virus currently are testing positive. Is there any difference between the two of those as far as the numbers being reported?
There have not been good numbers that are coming out. One thing to remember is that the tests that are being provided by the health department, this is a test for active infection, not a test for antibodies. So those that are seeking antibody tests, those are going to tell us whether or not they have the infection and developed antibodies, and not whether or not they're actually currently infected. Those are two different tests. Those antibody test numbers, we don't really have a good handle on just yet. The other thing that's been a little bit troublesome and very frustrating for the medical profession, I guess, and I think for everyone, has been the new data that's coming out that antibodies don't seem to hold on, and we're back in. Perhaps with other infections, maybe with the flu, we could get the infection and then your antibodies would hold for a year or two, and then you wouldn't get that flu again, and you'd be able to fight it if you did get exposed. Seeing that those antibodies may not be holding on for after 1 or 2 months. And so there's a lot of concern about those antibody tests really showing whether or not you're protected against the infection.
So someone could show the antibodies, and yet in a couple months could possibly come down again with the virus.
That's what we just don't know yet, and we're definitely concerned that we're just this virus is just changing, and we're learning so much every day about it. We really want to make sure that we're keeping ahead of it as much as we can. There's sure a lot of people working very hard to learn as much as they can about it.
Now, can people still get a test at Peace Harbor for COVID-19?
Absolutely. In fact, we're actively still doing testing, and I just wanted to update you. I just got a text really quickly. There are 87 people tested at our Florence event.
How many was that again? It cut out there for a second.
Sorry, we had 187 people tested at the Florence event. The Lane County just let us know. They haven't released a number of positives, but that's a wonderful turnout from our community to get tested.
That's pretty good.
Oh, just back, sorry, George.
Go ahead.
Back for you. So we are still actively testing in our community. The way that we test for you is if you'll call in, if you're feeling symptomatic, you're worried that you may have been exposed, perhaps a family member came into town or you went on a trip and now you're feeling like, oh, I'm just really concerned that I may have COVID. You need to just call into our clinic. The nurses will screen you. And if they feel that you can talk to either a provider or one of our nurse screeners. They'll set you up for a testing appointment. It's still a drive-in test. It usually can get you in within the day, if not the next day. And you drive in, they make an appointment for you. You drive in to where the instructions are given. You stay in your car, they come out to you, do the test for you, and they'll send that test in. And usually you'll have those results within 48 to 72 hours.
That's pretty good. What are the ER numbers and clinic visit numbers looking like right now? Are you pretty much back to normal?
We're very close to normal. It seems like we're getting quite busy. We're still able to get people in within the same day as far as in the clinic for the most part. Everyone's been able to get back into their normal providers, and our walk-in clinic has been able to get people back in their timely fashion. The emergency department had been a little bit slow, but with our visitors coming back in and hitting the sand dunes, we definitely have seen an uptick in visitors and lots of injuries coming in from the sand dunes the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I understand that's one of those things that's fun but dangerous at the same time. What about you want to spend a minute or two talking about medical wellness visits and what the situation is there?
Sure. You know, one of the things that we have offer is something that's actually a free service that's offered by Medicare. Medicare really wants to make sure that all of those who are over 65 are taking advantage of that benefit. While we're returning, having people come back from this difficult time, we really want to make sure that everyone over 65, which, as you know, George, is a huge portion of our community, they benefit from that free Medicare visit that they are entitled to every year. So every year, Medicare requires that they be offered a free visit. Great opportunity for the patient to come in, visit with their provider, they cover their entire medical history, their current health, they're at risk for certain illnesses, cancers. They come up with a personalized prevention plan that would benefit them throughout the year. absolutely no charge for this visit. It's a free service that Medicare requires that we provide for them. I just want to encourage all of our patients that are over 65 to take advantage of the service. I think that it's a wonderful thing that Medicare offers, and we as a clinic want to make sure that they know it's available to them and call in and get scheduled for that visit.
So
it could be done right near their birthday. And so if they're coming up on a birthday, it sure would be great for them to take advantage of that.
So all they have to do is call into the clinic and set that up?
Call in, tell them that it's their birthday and they want to use their Medicare wellness visit, and we'll get them scheduled. And it's just a wonderful opportunity and a free service to them.
Right, and just to be clear, if it's not their birthday, they can still call in and do it.
Absolutely. Okay. If they haven't used it yet, they can take advantage of it at any point.
All right. Is that about it? I think that's about all the time we got, unless you have something else to add to it.
No, just always appreciate your time, George. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Heather MacArthur. She's the medical director over at Peace Harbor Hospital. And thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, George. Thank you, and stay safe.
All right. That's our Peace Harbor update for today.